I thought to myself, this is how I knew. I had so many jobs where I got caught stealing shit.
Right.
I worked at Marshall. I stole everything in that month.
Of course.
Actually, I had two former employees that got caught. The dude started f***ing the bitch, and then they started f***ing each other. See, I never saw where I ate. Why not? I'll take that back.
Pay homage. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Up. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
If you know like I know.
Top of a top. God damn, I keep fucking up. Let's do it again. I got the veneers.
If you know like I know.
Top of the mook is back.
You see how I moved the mic in? I moved the mic in. Damn, I did the David Ruffin though. You see how I moved it with the motherfucker?
Yeah, you went crazy. I had to put a little Roger Rabbit on that motherfucker, man.
Roger Rabbit, damn shit.
Yeah, that nigga was that nigga, man.
That movie was called
Going Back.
Who framed Roger the Rabbit?
Who did that?
Yeah.
It was the damn judge. You goddamn rat bastard.
Everybody was trying to cock block on him,
too. Don't trust the police. He had the baddest bitch in cartoon history, man.
So you the Roger Rabbit then, huh? Because you got the... Because you always said you had the baddest of the baddest.
I've been Roger Rabbit, okay. Nigga. Duh.
I thought you was the cop, man.
I'm the weasel, and I'm the cop, and I'm the judge, and I... Nigga, I'm everybody. I'm the
y'all. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, guess what, y'all? Top of the Mook Podcast, we are back.
Episode 41.
Big 4-0, man.
Yell it. Four, nigga, is it?
You older than the damn podcast.
God damn, I'm about to be. I ain't there yet. I'm
you're
about
the same
to be,
age right now, but by the time they see this motherfucker, you're going to be older.
My birthday on September 29th. That ain't no time near this time.
That is true. I just wanted to gas it up a little bit.
I'm going to be in Hawaii drinking.
He is going to be in Hawaii.
Drinking Hawaiian pussy.
And he got some top new things he's going to be doing, boy. It's going to be crazy.
Drinking Hawaiian pussy.
Yeah, damn shit. Right out the ocean.
Right out the panties.
Right out the Hawaiian ocean.
Right out the panties.
A little runoff type.
Let me get it down the
top. Ain't gonna be able to tell where it mixed
drink,
up.
I'ma drink the Hawaiian pussy. I don't give a fuck, man.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Give me all the mixtures.
Damn, well, hey, listen, man. Well, speaking of mixtures,
we are mixed up
in all of the Top of the Mook platforms.
Yes, we
TikTok,
is.
TikTok, Instagram, Top of the Mook podcast clips, and even this YouTube channel right now if you're watching it here.
Yes, we is.
So make sure y'all subscribe and tap in.
Yes,
and
we is.
And if you want any product placement, like let's say you got a cool fly legendary sweater like Mr. Organic himself.
It's pretty simple.
And you want
to
get that put on this platform to get a little meal extra.
All
like
in
that burp he just gave you.
Excuse me.
Let's say if you want to get that broadcast like that burp, all you got to do is hit up my dog, Mr. Organic, on Mr. Organic with a K on Instagram, man.
That's all you got to do.
Send him a DM, and we talk business.
And we get right to it. Ain't no chance in waiting. We're going to handle that business properly.
Directly.
Great promotion. Directly. But you're talking to me, myself, Mr. Organic. I know you never talked to a godly figure in life. Most people never get to speak to a superhero. God damn it, you're going to do it today. You DM me on Instagram, okay?
So or you get business done and get talk to a superhero.
Man, change your life. Life changed.
One of the idols.
And a master of manifestation.
And then you get to watch Tall Guy, Mr. Organic, talk about your product on Top of the Mook.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But that's all you got to do, man, is make sure you hit that email, too. If you can't go through the Instagram, you want to go extra professional with it, it's the same shit. Just go right to the phone. But, yeah, it's ballornothingelse@yahoo.com. That's an acronym for Bone, which was my old nickname, which is me from the seed. I am Bone, the breaker of all human flesh.
Hey, and if you don't know how to spell, it's in the link of the description. It's right there at the bottom in the description. You click it, it's a boom, pop up.
It definitely is. Click that link, and we got clips. You know, we've been slacking on clips for some reason.
It's Fareed's fault, man.
Fareed.
Don't throw Fareed on the bus.
Fareed, goddamn Quasar. Whatever your damn last name is.
Give me the damn clips, Fareed.
What them clips, boy?
Why you chop his name up like that?
I did.
You did. What that was name? Ignorant, man. That wasn't cool.
Ignorant, man. Okay, apologize, Fareed. Fuck you. No, hey, shout out to my guy, DC. Shout out to Fareed, man.
DC, the composer on Instagram.
You know, helping us with everything, making sure we're in line. You know, we've been back better than ever. Thanks to these guys. They're keeping us intact, man. We are the top of the mookers. You hear me?
100%, man.
Yeah, make sure you hit that subscribe. Make sure you hit that follow. Make sure you hit that members with subscription. You know what I'm saying? So you can go ahead and get that extra intangible of helping
and all
us
this information is in the description below.
Because they, listen, man. They demonetized every time we put up a podcast. Straight disrespectful and blatant goddamn diversity is not getting given to us.
So what do they do? They want to keep getting this legendary content.
Man, this is what you do, goddamn it. I done dropped my cough. I got to get it because I don't want no fucking dust in my shit. So my fucking drink. But this is what you do, man. You stream it on all platforms from Apple Music to Spotify and all that. Make sure you go to Apple Podcasts. And give us a 5-star rating.
Absolutely.
And we're going to read your comments. Damn it, I posted the last episode, but I did.
You didn't. You forgot.
We got two
giveaway ass money. That's your old age.
Hey,
man.
Brother, God bless you. Motherfucker got all age. Times, man. Hey, most motherfuckers are, hey, brother. Motherfuckers ain't make it past yesterday. You hear me?
That's a fact.
So think about that. So I appreciate it.
You can't even remember yesterday, though.
I don't matter. I can remember I made $1 million in my life.
You so have
could,
done that.
I could die tomorrow.
Hey, brother.
I did it.
Why you hurt my feelings like that? I ain't never made no money,
yeah, you
man.
Did.
No, I didn't, man.
Boy, I had a Vintador at the same time, man, yours and no TRS.
Man, I ain't never. I've been broke the whole time. Man.
Nope.
I'm still broke, brother.
Hey, man, listen up. Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Broke is a mentality.
Oh, give me a little sign, be out there. Hey, man.
Hey, help me. But the nigga that called me Dennis Robinson.
Terabyte phone. I'm going to cash a pawn this motherfucker.
Oh, that's a terabyte.
Terabyte.
That's valuable, boy.
I'm going to go to the pawn shop, man.
Motherfucking Leonard.
I'm going to say, wait, what can I get for this, people?
Motherfucking Tanzania. Slap you in the head for that motherfucker.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They take it out while you're driving, too. Yep. Just boop.
Yeah, you see him
plug
that?
It right out your hand.
Oh, you seen that, huh?
Come on, brother. I slipped
out. Oh, you didn't see it all. Them niggas is crazy with that.
100%. Yeah. I'm going to pawn that motherfucker.
Come on, champ.
Go to the pawn store. Been ever going to the pawn store, man? Or the pawn store?
I never only listen. I never
don't lie.
I never sold nothing to a pawn shop, right?
Uh-huh.
But I got two funny experiences with.
Okay, I want to hear both.
I got worse than a pawn shop.
You I want to hear both.
Okay,
I want to hear both pawn shops and the one worse.
I ain't got no pawn shop, but
you do got pawn shop.
Not pawn shop. I sold
cash pawn type.
Never that. Let me break it down.
I have.
Never did it.
Okay,
I wouldn't have no problem doing it, but I never did. These are my two experiences.
Sound like you had a problem with it.
It was I know, brother, got to do what you got to do, but I never had to do it, and it hurt my feelings.
Okay,
but this opportunity was embarrassing, brother. I'm gonna tell
you. What was it? Tell me. I want to hear this one.
I got the good story.
I like a good laugh.
Oh, this is gonna laugh. You gonna be ah ha ha. You gonna laugh. You got
the real Slim laugh.
Oh, no question, sir.
What's up, Slim?
But listen though. So
we're on the fumes type.
Oh yeah, got to gas it up. So this is like. I'm saying, when I was out in Arizona, right before I started, like, going to the streets, right before I was still in school trying to get my grades right to go to Arizona State.
So you was drug dealing?
No, this is before that.
Okay.
This is before I got to that level. And it was in between.
You was robbing then, because that was before.
That was after that.
Before.
Drug dealing and robbing was the same thing.
Okay. Cartel, not the same thing. It's two different things.
Coyote and all that, it was the same thing.
Two different cases.
I did all this. Oh, no, it was the same shit. Okay. This is what happened.
Okay.
I was broke.
Okay.
Hungry too.
Damn, broke and hungry.
I've been there
before.
Yeah, so it was like, boom.
Broke,
like,
hungry, and hot.
I'm like, man, how can I get me some money, man? Like, I see motherfuckers be, oh, this is fucking.
Oh, shit, here we go.
I ain't never told this story. This is cool. Damn. Oh, hit the button. Hit the button.
Damn.
Yeah, goddamn, it's button stiff. But I'm like, damn, I need me some money. How motherfuckers be getting money? I'm like, boom. And then I seen, like, you know, like, at that time, it was, like, newspapers and the little thing, boom, boom, right?
Oh, you got to pull out the little blue
then
thing.
And I saw, like, Red Cross. I'm like, oh. But it wasn't saying, like, come get. I just saw, like, an advertisement for it. I'm like, damn, you can get blood.
Shit.
You can get blood to get money. Give you some money. I don't know how much it is, but I know niggas get blood and get money. I think it might be some old shit, but I don't know.
I got some family members that did shit like that.
Yeah, you get blood.
Mm-hmm.
I think now motherfuckers be giving plasma and shit, whatever
they
that is.
They get plasma too.
They be getting plasma. Like, they could be out in front of that plasma, motherfucker.
Yep.
But I was like.
Plasma, blood, bone marrow.
Bone marrow, goddamn kidney, black market. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me. I might need the extra liver soon. Shit. You know what I'm saying? That's hot. I got a 10,000 for you.
Miss Organic Heart ain't organic
just
enough?
In case.
Okay.
I might need a new colon shit.
Keep that in the cooler,
stuff
huh?
Was fucked up for a damn 7 days.
Shit was fucked up.
That's why I was on the green juice. Yeah. Green. My juice green.
Is your shit fully healed up now?
I think so. So far, I had the shit all day.
Okay.
Last 5 days. Listen, last 7 days, I was shitting motherfucking 3-4 times a day. 5 times a day.
See,
minimum.
My mama look at that and be like, make your shit. So
no,
might
but it was
opposite. Shit.
It was keeping me tight, keeping me good.
Chunked it up.
Nothing all day.
Clotted up the
all
blood.
Praise, hey, all praise the Most High.
Okay.
But
you
listen,
shit out any blood?
No, I was checking.
Okay.
I was, boy, did that, boy. I done goddamn went on jump off this, the fourth motherfucking floor. Fuck it.
High as bugger.
Yeah, give me head first, too. I'm going to tie my hand behind my back. You know what I'm saying? Put my feet in a little loose like that and tie them up tight.
Hog tie your own self.
And cross my ankles and just.
It's just flopper now, type too, like a fish off the hook.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And put a goddamn weight on my neck.
Oh, damn. Make sure it's extra sturdy when you fall.
Put
first.
All my jewelry on. Boom.
Damn.
Somebody gonna come up. Piñata.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, Piñata. But listen, I go, I said, nigga, man, I gotta leave me some money, man. I jump on the motherfucking bus. Where the motherfucking Red Cross at, man? Hop on. I'm on the bus too, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Bus hot. Get on that motherfucker. I'm in Arizona. Get on that bus. Boom, boom, boom. Where's that? Bing, bing. Take the other bus down. You go this way, bus. Then you gotta get this way, bus. You know,
okay,
two
you
bus.
Got a transfer.
Two bus. Big transfer.
Come on, brother. I roll out of city on, buses in my life.
So this way, bus down, bus, boom. Okay, there. Go over there, find the little address. I walk in that motherfucker, boom. They're like, oh, how can I help you? I said, yeah, I want to go ahead and donate some blood today. Oh, no problem. I'll have a seat over there, give you a couple of snacks, get your blood coagulated, okay. Get your information, we go and do that for you. I'm like, cool. I'm like, nigga, I'm
start pre-gaming you.
I'm about to get, yeah, I'm gonna give you a little okay. pretzel. My pretzel was good, good.
Oh, of course.
You know the ones that are in that red package, they got that extra little seasoning on it. Of course, what is those? Yeah. With the little brown motherfucker, whatever it is. Is it granite? Talk with the G.
Good graham cracker.
No, hell no, nigga. It's pretzel shit, but it's like trail mix mystery, whatever it is that y'all know what I'm talking
trail
about.
Trail mix.
It's like pretzels, but it's like the little brown chip motherfucker.
Oh yeah, trail mix.
No, nigga. It's the motherfucker. So it's like pretzels. It got the brown chip motherfucker.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold on. You know, shit.
So it got a little taste.
It got a white bag and blue with the little
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Checker mix. Or checker mix.
Nigga, hell no.
I know what you mean. Is that what hard ass brown
yeah.
piece?
Nigga, yeah, he's
always
that
avoid that. Always throw that motherfucker. Nigga don't know what the fuck that is to this
what
day.
What is that?
I have no idea.
What is that?
But he got the pretzels. But he got that. He got that one seasoning. Little circle of hard piece.
Yeah.
Let me get this shit the fuck out of here. That shit is a hard ass motherfucker. Like that motherfucker. Ass.
That seasoning on that baby buzzing.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had the good motherfucker. Yeah, eat them. I got me about three bags. You know what I'm saying? Ate yeah. one bag, two, put one in the pocket for later.
What the fuck is them? I got to figure them out.
Them bitches good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm sitting there, boom, boom. They got me some little Hawaiian punch motherfucker. I'm drinking the juice, getting my blood pumping. I'm finna come up. I got a good pint too for these niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, boom. They're like, okay. Put the information there, boom, boom. Okay, all the stuff, the test ran good, boom, boom. Go to the back, go ahead and take, you could give like a must, reading your blood pressure and all that, you give like 2 pints. You know
check mix, nigga, I was right.
Definitely ain't check mix at
look,
all.
Nigga, look.
Nigga, hell no. That is not it.
They got
boy.
The hard thing right there.
I see you, but that's not it.
That's number one?
No, I'd have said
it's similar,
chest
though.
Mix.
It's similar.
But
though.
It's in a red bag. It's pretzels. I thought it was a G or something, brother. They be in vending machines.
Okay, okay,
they be
okay,
in vending machines. So when you find it, let me know. Y'all comment below if y'all know. But anyway, I'm sitting there to prep me. I'm going to be some good Hawaiian punch. Boom, I go to the back. They say, all your blood good. You got good pump in your veins. Okay, you good. We're going to go ahead and take your blood. We could get two pints of blood. I said, 2 pints? That sounds like a lot, but I right, give me money. That's it right there.
Gardenas.
Yeah. Dude, a G, nigga.
Yeah, it was.
The Gardenas.
Right. Gardenas.
Them niggas yep. need my
I remember
shit.
That. I remember that.
Come yeah. on, man. They got a new pack. That's new shit. Well, they got a new
that's
shit
new
out.
One. That's new
that's
one.
That's new one. Check the goddamn
chocolate. Let's do it. Them, okay.
There you go.
That's good. That's
check,
good.
Keep that's on good. Saying goddamn check, nigga. Nigga, no.
But you know, hey, DC, can we get the buzz thing turned up a little bit, brother?
Yeah, they low, brother.
Yeah,
big Caucasian man.
Come on, man, get on your shit, man.
Come on, man. There you go, there you go. Too
my jig is up.
Yeah, there we go.
Trying to blow nigga eardrum down. Yeah. Trying to proof point.
Yeah,
huh?
God damn.
Damn, DC.
There's a blood on my beard.
Man, shit, my ear pull off the headphone. Blood gonna be dripping down the damn ear.
Damn right.
Damn.
But anyway, so I'm sitting in the back. Took me to the back, like, boom, all you got good pump in your vein, blah, blah, blah. I'm mm-hmm. like, nigga, yeah, I get extra money, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm sitting down there.
You about to get them a whole 2 liter.
Oh, what? I'm yeah. whatever they need. Yeah. They get a guy that wants some sperm, too. I get yeah. hook them up. So we went to the
you
back.
You getting all these other for free. You might as well go in. Shit.
Come get it.
The creep bite all them?
Whatever you
ain't
need.
Ain't no telling
man.
How many little Mr. Orgames running around his mouth.
I need
okay.
the money, man. Hey, in the world, bless y'all. So I'm sitting in the back. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get this money, man. I'm sitting there, I'm like, doing. One nigga next to me, he already getting his mook checking out.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, man, shit. I'm gonna, how much blood are you? He said, I'm going to get about 2 pints. I said, okay, that was up, bro.
2 pints hefty.
I said, how much you getting, nigga, for the blood? He's like, I come once a month and all that. He said, I don't be getting no money, though. He said, I just be donating. I'm like, okay.
Just for the good cause.
Good Samaritan there, nigga.
Not me, nigga. Let me tell you something.
The jig is up.
Come for the cash.
I said, hey, nigga, I'm coming for the money.
Yeah.
I don't give a who get this blood.
Did you tell him that?
Hell yeah.
What did he say?
Like, I just come once
a month. Was he white or black?
He was white. He was a white nigga. He was a nigga. He was like, I just come once a month. I was like, they were giving that. Because, you know, back in the times, man, you know, I saw a car crash one day. And I was like, man, if I could donate blood, I'm some bullshit.
Okay, some shit like that. But man, he remembered pretty good, though.
The jig is up.
I said, nigga, I'm here for the money, brother. Right. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like waiting for the lady. I'm like, boop, boop, took my little shoes off, relaxing.
It really kicked it back.
And it's, you know, like them good massaging chairs.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had a recline on it?
Oh, it was crazy. Okay. It was like motherfucking.
Did it massage the calf with it too?
Yeah, it was the calf, the whole move.
Oh, the whole.
So like, boom, I had the machine.
It was a
like,
chamber.
Yeah, I was tight in a cocoon.
Oh, Dracula's move.
That's what it felt like. So I'm like, nigga, are they preparing me? Because, you know, Dracula's stepping that shit, boom, to hide a barrier to get the blood.
And then
so,
he came out of it. Oh, yeah. I was ready to devour, yeah.
So I was like, I'm ready. So I'm sitting there. And the lady was like, okay, you ready? Boom. I said, okay, boom. I raised the arm up. Boom. Uh-huh. Hit the vein. Boom. Vein popped up quick. Boom. You know, I'm
used to that before from hair run.
Then I'm like, nah, hell lax, no. Boom. Never that, brother. I'm like that 19 fresh, three of them. Just okay, a pure animal.
Hey, whatever you say, brother.
So I'm sitting there like, boom. I said, she was doing, I said, how much money I'm going to get for this blood?
Before she stuck the needle.
Yeah, I said, because I just
checked. The vein was primed up.
It was ready. Oh, they already put
the rubber band around the
already,
motherfucker?
Already put the.
Or the little alcohol swab?
You get the vein.
And did they have the rubber band around?
Not yet. She had it. Was boom. She did that, and she was about to put it on. I said, and I even stopped, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you know how much money I'm going to get for that? You know, shit, I'm young, 19.
Casual conversation.
Yeah, casual conversation. Go ahead. Go ahead. That. Go to the.
It's talk ready. To me as you insert the
yeah, needle. Go ahead. Put it in. It's over with. I'm already signed up. So I'm chilling.
It didn't matter if it was $2, $20.
It like, didn't matter. She was like, boom. I was like, how much money you give it? And she was like, well, she said, oh, everybody that give blood here just donates. There's no money involved. I said, okay. I said, yeah, go ahead. I said, can I get 1 second? I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'll be right back.
I said, oh,
you ready? Got everything ready? Because as soon as we get back, I want to make sure I get the blood.
That's what he be doing every month. That's cool, man. Hey, man, he told me about that.
Yeah, that's a nice guy.
I just drunk a little bit of the Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah.
Then I come right back. She's like, okay, hurry up, because it takes like an hour to go in. But I got all day.
Yeah.
Go to this bathroom. So I walk, roll my sleeve down real quick. Yeah. Hit that right, went to that bathroom, step, pivot, boop, out the door, boop, ran. Boop, right to the bus stop.
Eat my pretzels. Right there on the bench.
Eat my other bag of pretzels. Who I'm gonna rob? That's why I ate it. Within that week, I became one of the most robbing, drug dealing, coyote.
So that's what did it.
That what did it.
It was that.
The jig was up.
Oh, the jig was all the way up. Whatever.
The jig is up.
Oh, yeah, I promise you, not long after that. I had to do, bro.
Four shots.
Y'all embarrassed me.
Whole clip.
Man, what?
Damn.
Miss Thompson, we do it for $3, boy.
How they do the plasma and all that shit then?
I guess this was just the Red Cross that just donate. The plasma is like centers are different, I guess, now. This is older time, so it's a different time. So, nigga, I promise, I swear to God, it's a real story. Like, probably, I'm actually with all the sitting down. I ain't doing it. But me went in there and told him some boo, I'm going to donate his blood. How much it costs? How much I'm going to get?
You felt like your blood was worth at least 2 racks.
At least. Yeah. You give me $20, shit, fuck.
I take 20.
I want 2,000, but give me 20.
I take 20. Don't tell nobody, no shit, because I want to go to the other blood.
I'm going to the one down the street. I might got that shit. I'm an for them, motherfucker. They might give me 100. Shit. But nigga, I swear to God, I didn't say no. It's just
might donate. Be a bamboozle deal.
Yeah, I can trick him. Yeah. I like get some of that Hawaiian punch and just switch it.
So you just dipped out of that.
I swear to God,
never went back.
I tried.
You got to go back as Mr. Gang now.
I tried not to go down that block. Them niggas see me again. Damn. I was out of there, bro. They told us something.
Cause you had to sign papers and everything, so you went through the whole shebang.
Test your blood, make sure it's good and all that. Do all that.
Damn.
I got up out of there, bro. That shit, oh my God, I was
That's funny.
I was so sorry. I was on a mission to get some money from them people.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
So wait, okay, so you had that one moment, right? Yeah. You said you had two. So did you have two blood moments?
No, it was one blood.
Just one blood.
This is now when I live in Minnesota. Okay. This is one like hurt.
Fast forward later.
This is one a hurtfelt situation that I'm like, damn, nigga, I gotta come up, bro.
Right.
Like, I don't like being poor.
That's
like,
every part of the grind.
Losing shit. Like, yeah, this shit weak, nigga. This shit hurt my feelings. Because every day, this is when I first moved to my own apartment, and I'm in the apartment. I said, just watch old Smack DVDs. I just watch like old Martin.
Yeah,
I had a computer, had a laptop, because I wasn't paying for no cable, nigga. I wasn't doing no extra shit.
You transportable because you was moving around a lot.
Yeah, so I just had me a laptop in my crib, and that's what I watched everything on. Boom, boom, boom. And because the cable wasn't in there yet. It didn't come yet. It was like a week. So I had my laptop looking at it all day, every day. Boom, boom, boom. And then I used to wake up every morning. This one I used to work at the gym.
Oh, hell yeah.
So then before that, lick too. So, okay. But a chick used to wake up every morning, come pick me.
So it's 2000 and...
9, 8, 9.
So this is a big ass laptop.
Yeah, big motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you 100% right. Yeah. This is a big motherfucker, Tubishi, Tukapashi, whatever the motherfucker is. Yeah. So we're in that joint, and I'm like, look at this.
The Macintosh.
Oh, your Macintosh type.
Yeah.
So I'm in there, and the chickies will come get me every morning, 7 in the morning, take me to work. I work, you know, where I worked at the time. And every morning I had no car. She's come get me, take me to work, boom, 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 boom. So it was like a month in, and then she stopped wanting to take me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the jig is up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the jig is up.
You know, I just fucking her for money, fucking her for the rides, or whatever. Then she got a real nigga that liked her. You know what I'm saying?
Which ended up being
one of my homeboys is weird. But shout out to him because we never had a conversation about that, which is extremely fucking dope and weird at the same time.
Definitely.
We never had, and this is one of my close friends from childhood. Not Bill. It's another nigga. And I'm just thinking about it. This shit is weird. Because this bitch, I should knock her down. She'd take me to work. Boom, boom, in the car. When I stopped talking to her, she was messing with one of my close friends. I know.
So it's Minnesota or Carbondale?
Carbondale friend that lived in Minnesota.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, nigga,
shit. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. He's still with her now?
Nah, he was, because he's a good Finago. Just took the Finago over.
Oh, yeah. Did he plant seeds with the Finago?
But I think he had her before me type, and I was infiltrating without me knowing, and we never talked about it.
Because
he ended up living.
So you didn't know it was his.
Fully living with her and everything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm saying after that, like, I'm around, not saying nothing. Like, it was so G, we never spoke about it to this day, which is kind of crazy.
It's
kind of G at the same time.
Did he plant seeds with the Finago?
What you mean? Like what?
Did he give her children?
No.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I got you. My bad. Okay. I'm out the loop. Okay. But no, he married and all that shit now. A good life. But he didn't. That was on him.
Right.
Because he was doing what he had to do. He was full, sacked up, big, crazy.
Ain't that bad if he ain't planted seeds.
But if he did, he could because he had to do what he had to do.
Yeah, that's true.
Because he just took over the Finago to his own. He took it to the top mook. I was just slaughtering, getting the car, getting the money. He living with it and taking the fool.
For sure.
He taking everything, got that one. I couldn't do all that, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so I guess the jig was up. She ended up transferring the goddamn transparency.
Okay.
With dude, boom. So she like picking up, ain't pick me up no more. Nigga, I got to make it way over there. I'm in Plymouth. I got to make it way to goddamn St. Louis Park.
Oh, so shit. That's not that bad.
Nigga,
right up 169.
Yeah, but you got to go 101 to 100 down to nigga 394. Nigga, what you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm deep in Plymouth.
Oh,
so it's 100.
You're not right.
394.
You ain't where I used to be tight.
No, it's further than that.
Okay,
dude.
Okay.
This is real.
So you was deep in, like, by the DMV tight.
Like, by the other's gym that's over there.
Oh,
with
shit.
The same name.
Yeah. Okay. Like,
I'm around the corner from there.
Yep.
So, like, nigga, that's far.
No, that's deep. That's deep.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's deep.
So, boom.
To make it to every day.
Come on, in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. Crack it on.
Yeah. So she didn't put me. I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do? I'm like, man, I got to get a car. So I go on there. This one used to go on a. What's where you find? Craigslist.
Craigslist was the one.
Where you find them whips.
Yeah.
You find them.
For the shout
out to my nigga Bill.
Before that, it was Auto Trader. Auto Trader.
Craigslist got the whips. So we sitting there like, man, what's a good whip in this range? 2000. I got about 2500.
I remember having to go through the Auto Trader thing and you just going through the magazine and looking for the deals.
You ever get one from there or you just.
I think I did. I think I got like a couple. Those ones are always kind of expensive.
Right.
That's true.
You always look, but you never got them out of there.
Nope, never.
Right.
Never. Because you always look like, damn, if I could get some hustle, that's a good deal right there.
Yeah, you just look.
Yeah, you just
never got them out.
You always look. I never got them.
Craigslist, you get them.
Yep.
So we in the crib, me and my dog, shout out to Will.
I get them up. Oh, most of the time you got them from the ones, you know, back in the day you had a for sale sign just sitting in the whip, parked in a parking lot somewhere. Yeah. You're like, ooh, let me call that number. Let me see what they are. Damn, times have changed. But yeah, go ahead.
I was Craigslist up.
Yeah, so you got one off Craigslist.
So I'm like, man, what's going to be a good whip in this 2500 range? Now, all these cars on my name, you're going to understand, nigga got style, nigga know the budget, and still like, nigga, yeah.
Right.
So I was like, in that range of time, Dodge Intrepid.
Mm-hmm. That's a hood classic.
Yep.
Where it's like
Dodge Avenger 2-door.
Dodge Avenger. Okay. Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
All else fails. A 2-door Grand Am Pontiac.
I had one of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or the Grand Prix with the extra iron.
That's the
type.
Car. That 2-door Grand Am is the one I had when I was hitting licks and type got popped.
Try to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. 2-door.
Yeah. A little get up too.
Yeah.
This was
2-door Grand Prix Pontiac.
2-door Grand Prix.
Extra eye move.
Yep. Come on. Of course.
And then it was like. Of course, Riviera, Buick Riviera.
Buick Riviera, come on, the bubble one. Come on, brother. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But this one took the cake, dog.
The bubble, like, that bubble on that Riviera, boy, you put
that one was on
some rims.
You want to put some shiny chromies. You need to put some chromes on that, man.
Over. Big over. Over.
So it was like, but this is the one that got me. I was like, it was the two-door black with the, because it gonna have leather interior. Mm-hmm. It gonna have all the intangibles.
Yep.
Coupe. I'm looking for coupes as you hear.
Of course. I'm always going for the coupes.
Oh, you can't forget the Oldsmobile Alero.
Alero, yeah. The Alero. Those,
my
those,
old chick
that was a four-door, right?
That's a four-door. Yeah. But it's four or two, though.
Yeah, it's four and two.
But this was the one.
But if, I like the four-door ones. I think it was a little bit better. Yeah, it got a little
my, bit better. My old chick, Laura, she had one. That's why I used to drive all the time. Park around the corner of the club.
Yep, of course.
Okay, but this is what I went and I found it. I'm like, this
remember
is
when
it.
The four-door Impalas came out with the circle tail lights?
That was crazy.
I was living in Memphis.
With the circles, the red.
Yeah.
You want the red one?
Yeah, because in Memphis, those were the police cars when I was when we lived in Memphis.
Those were good cars.
Yeah.
That was almost in that range, too.
You ever have a Chevy Caprice? I had one of those.
Never had one. I had a bubble. Never got it.
Did you like the bubble or the box better?
The bubble.
I like the bubbles better,
I'm a bubble, because Rivera.
Yeah, I like the bubbles better, the bubble.
And then the Impala, of course, 6'9". You want, I mean, the 96 Impala.
Yeah, those was, nigga, you used to dream of having a car like that. Now we could buy one of those and be so nothing.
It's penny.
Ain't that crazy?
Penny.
But at that time,
it was crazy.
That was the top level. You that was the Lambos in the hood.
Thought you would
have
shit
want
on
that 96 Impala, man.
For sure.
For sure, yeah. Yeah.
So it was like, I found the one that was like, this is perfect for all demographic. Come with leather.
Yep.
Coupish.
Yep. Leather.
Got a nice little name and the big name and small name.
Don't let you get the exhaust tips in the back. Put them on. Go
I
right
could have did
the
all
little,
that.
A little muffler shop.
Because this goes back to the Michael movie. Like this is the one. This the one. Was the Michael? What's the one that the paint?
Mako.
This the Mako situation.
Yep.
So it was a Chrysler Sebring 2-door coupe.
Ooh.
Motherfucker was clean.
2-door coupe.
Because you know he had a little wing
what
in the front.
What size was the feet?
The feet was, and it came with like black, like 19s already.
Oh, okay.
They
smooth.
Came with it.
Smooth.
So it was like, then the motherfucker was cold. It was motherfucker black with the gray leather interior. Mm-hmm. Nigga was looking good.
Looking sturdy.
But it was ashy type black. But it was like 2300.
Yeah.
I had like 2100.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, boom, boom, boom. He didn't want
best
buzz.
Offer.
He didn't want to buzz. Had to sell my laptop, man, to get the car.
Oh, he was saying sturdy on it.
Yeah, he wasn't giving up. The bitch didn't come pick me no more. I had to get a car by tomorrow, man, or I'm fired type. So I had to sell my laptop, bro, to a nigga. Sold it on Craigslist.
And that was your whole livelihood.
Man, that was my thing I'm looking at every day. For like a week, something straight. That's all I'm doing, laughing, looking at my Martin DVD, looking at Smack DVDs and shit.
Get your food, that's your go-to.
Yeah. I had to give it up.
That's a life changer.
Ooh.
Yeah. But if I get these wheels, I can get it back.
I get it back.
And
then we know what happened. I got the nigga cigarette.
You can figure
so
it out.
I did. So, like, man, I had to sell that laptop, bro. I sold it to that nigga that night, and he rolled off looking at that on the patio. I'm looking like, damn, I'm a fucking bum, man. I got to sell my laptop. Then, God damn. That shit hurt, bro. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
And I took that money and bought that Chrysler Sebring. And I got my own transport to work every day, and it was a you know what I'm saying, a great transition.
Well, you know what? Process. I think that's historical, and I appreciate you sharing that with the people. I'm telling you why.
Man, that shit hurt.
Because no matter what type of life you at, whether you got the millions or it's a little different with the millions. All depending on where you're at with the millions.
Right?
But most of the time, when you increase your income, you increase your lifestyle expenses.
Most definitely.
So, you know, when the thing is about leveling up, sometimes you got to give something to get something.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I just had to do that. I got rid of all my cars just
sure
to buy the house. You
did
know what I'm saying?
Right thing.
Southern California, legendary, man. Living in a
million-dollar asset over time.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nigga, let's get some full understanding, you know? So sometimes you got to get rid of something. Sometimes you got to tear shit down to rebuild. You know what I'm saying? So you tore down to rebuild.
Yep.
Now, look at it, nigga, you get as many laptops you want now. But if you never made that movie, you was like, man, fuck it, I'm just going to sit in the dungeon and I'm go over the crib and get fired and everything. Now you take it 10 steps backward, none
most
forward.
Most definitely, because that whole situation, when I was able to do that and move around in my free will, was like, not only could I go there, I could move around everywhere, you know what I'm saying, go to the studio, and I could go back.
You could make some shit shake.
Yeah, and then.
You can move.
Yeah, it was a blessing.
And then you ain't got to be dependent on the bitch.
It was just, that was the best freedom.
You know what I'm saying? But,
you know what I'm saying? I had to stand up in that motherfucker at least once a week, goddamn.
Yeah, but the thing is, it gives big discipline dick. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But, and everybody that's ever been doing it and had to charge it to the game know about that discipline dick, boy.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you really won't do it. You just got to, I got to get this bread. You know what I'm saying?
Got to.
Yeah, so the thing is when you move like that, you've ever been in those kind of positions, you know what I'm saying? It's business over bullshit, man.
For sure.
It's really true. You know what I mean? Because you got to think, when you're in that position, right there, he had a choice. Whether it sounds like he had a choice or not, he had a choice. And he made the right one. And then from that one, guess what you learned again? If I get in this predicament again, you learn how to be preventative, and you learned if I ever get in this situation again, it's okay because I can get it back because I just did it before. And you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know how to do it. You get experience. You got something to pull from. I always tell people you need something to pull from. So when you go through hard times, you got to make it through that hard time. So that way we get to your next hard time, because it's going to be another hard time.
Oh, for sure.
And when you get to that another hard time in the future, you're going to have something to pull from, because you're going to be like, ah, I remember shit was fucked up right here.
That shit
you
hurt.
Go back, look through your timeline. Ooh, I was jacked.
Yeah, right? That was terrible.
But I made it out.
I bounced back even bigger and better.
And I got bigger and better. So now when I hit this hard time, it's all good because I've been there before and I did just fine.
I've seen the worst.
So this ain't the end of the world.
Yeah, this ain't going to stop for me. This like, ain't going to stop. Every bad day you had is over with.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing but the positive and the better stuff in front of you. So you always got to remember that. So, but that was a monumental moment right there. Both of the moments like were surreal because I was dead serious trying to need me some money. With that blood now, bitch, roasting me.
Yeah, no, that's top level roastery now. Now, the thing is God
I was
ain't
hot, gonna, too. You know, I was good, like $3. One of my had like a $20, $25 something.
Yeah,
$3 for them damn buses.
I remember when you put in a few change, you put the change in on the Mook, try to get some little gas. Gas wasn't expensive that as it is now, so you know you could make some shit scounder up a little bit.
Oh, you
know
damn right, you can make it happen.
Yeah, facts. But God ain't gonna never let nobody level up from a position of comfort. It's just not gonna happen.
Yeah, you know it don't go hand in hand.
I always use the example with the Pokemons. The reason why, I know you never watched Pokemon, but I like it. The reason why is because everybody wants to be Charizard. You know who Charizard is, though?
The dragon.
The dragon, right? Everybody know Charizard. Everybody want to be Charizard. Well, you got to be Charmeleon, and then you got to be Charmander. You got to be Charmander first, then Charmeleon, then you get to be Charizard. You don't get to just jump. Yeah, you don't get to just jump to be in Charizard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know what them levels is like. So that's what life happens to sometimes. Nigga, and the funny part is yeah, that might be a roast. It might have hurt back then.
Right.
But nigga, I done been to pawn shops. I done had shit on layaway. Nigga, what? Yeah. Like, where it was nothing. Like, going to the pawn shop was like going to the convenience store. It was like going shopping. You
know what I'm saying?
Like, you get to go to the pawn shop, go in there. Nigga, me and my brother Jeremy used to do it all the time. Shout out to my brother Life of Jeremy Barry. Nigga, we'd go in there and put some shit on layaway. Nigga, and then, like, let's say we get some subs, right? Shit,
right.
$300 for some Autobahns or something, right?
Right.
Next thing you know, you need the amp and you need the subs.
You gotta have both.
Okay, cool. We can steal the wiring and all that shit from Walmart. You know what I'm saying? We can steal that shit, the little zero gauge motherfuckers. We'll hook it up all ourselves. We used to rip up the carpet, do all the shit ourselves, all the handyman shit. We do it ourselves, right. Put our own tent on there, everything. But then we got to need them subs. You don't wanna go rob. At this time, I'm not robbing nobody.
For
right?
sure.
So I said, man, I'm gonna go ahead and get these motherfucking subs, man. And let me go ahead and just chime shop. And then what they made it so sweet was the layaway plan. So if it's let's say it's $300 for the subs, $200 for the amp, right? Because you need both. Or you can stay with the motherfucker right on top of each other, you know what I'm saying? You get some bumpity bumps in the trunk. So next thing you know, $500.
Yeah.
Well, they'll make it so sweet to where you only had to put an X down on the percentage. Let's say you put down $50 a day, layaway, and then you could pay payments on that motherfucker, and then eventually you can get it. That was the lick for us because, nigga, where was we ever going to get $500 from?
You got to piece it
subs.
Up.
Yeah,
piece
so
it up.
We'll piece that bitch
slowly
up.
But surely.
Yeah, 6-7 months later, we got subs.
Yeah, layaway ain't that bad, though. Like, when you got to get something up, though, that you like. That
I gave up shit, too, going there, but I give shit up just to get it right back. Hey, man, let me pawn that motherfucker.
Oh, like, you really pawn, like, pawn, hold, and I come back and get it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Really
pawn that nigga, come on, my hustler. Always have been. Ooh. So put that motherfucker in the pawn shop and say, fuck shit. All right. They give you a deadline, say, hey, if you ain't got this motherfucker picked up by then, then it's ours.
Right.
They like, shit, I gotta hustle up, I gotta get it before then. But you leverage that money. And they, come on, nigga, I've been a hustle nigga for a long time.
You gotta
so
do it.
So nigga, put it all on the line to get it all. You know what I'm saying? And I never not had my shit taken though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I
that's always, hard,
I always
that's
got it back.
Values. That's
yeah,
values,
I always
though.
Got it back, never had my shit taken. And then even for the shit that I put on layaway, I always end up getting it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and,
dope.
Yeah, for sure.
That
so,
just shows that and the ambition that, and that grind.
That go getterness.
Yeah, you didn't let that motherfucker.
Never got my shit taken.
Fully embarrassing.
And anything I ever put on layaway, I got. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an obsessive nigga, for those who don't know me. Like, I obsess over some shit till I get that
done.
Motherfucker. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. If I gotta go, I'm going after it.
Yeah, one of my cold hustles I used to do in college when I was at Georgia Primer. It's 1,000 years ago. So it was
hell yeah, big ancient.
Come on now, stop. But anyway, I was out there. At school, right? Because you know you in JUCO, you broke, nigga. You ain't got, they ain't give you no money to pay for your school.
Nah, you know, I went through JUCOs too.
Yeah, pay for your school, room and board, dope. But really, you ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what we used to do, we should go to the other campus and we go steal from the bookstore. We go get books. Like we were so like reckless. We get books, right? We get about 5 books. Go take them in the back, like where the books at. Go right to the front. Hey man, I want to sell these books. Then we leave it at the store. Go right to him. Hey, man, I'm sell these books to y'all, man.
Did it work?
All the time. We should come up, nigga.
Damn.
We should get bread, boy.
That's great. I got a funny story about that, but go ahead.
So we did that shit, right? So one day, I'm chilling, and I'm working at the Because then, like, in the summertime, I used to be there for summer school because I always had to get my grades, which I never did. But it had, like, a little job for me in the school.
Right.
So, like, as I'm working in the school, I'm looking like, boom, mama gives me some money, man. So it was like a, you know, like the projector with the TV, I mean, like the TV thing. You push it out, whatever.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I remember so the one, like, they wheel out. Then yeah. They put the little clear piece of paper on top of that motherfucker and then it projects it up to the wall.
It was three, like, books on that motherfucker. Uh-huh. I'm like, ooh, I know books, money, 50, about $150.
My books now.
Got to have the books. Yeah. I'm a book thief, nigga. Yeah. I need all the books.
Wouldn't read them, just want to steal them.
Man, just I ain't never do homework. Give me that, I sells them.
Yeah.
So I got the three books, boom, boom. I got off work, boom. Went right across the street to a different bookstore because we done burnt this one up. So These are just in, like, a class. So I took them, went to a bookstore, a different one off campus, The other campus. We had, like, three campuses at JUCO. It was pretty big. So I go to this campus. Let me sell these books, right?
Jig is up.
I already know.
Nigga, look how embarrassing this is. So I'm sitting there waiting for the money cackling. I'm like, why did it take us? You know, motherfucker, take long is a problem.
Yeah. Just get out of there.
You know, you walk, you leave.
Yeah, you leave.
Anybody, let me tell you, because I done been in a couple situations where motherfucker take too long, go to the back, leave, because the motherfucking...
The jig is up.
There's no question about it.
No question.
Leave. If anything ain't going
quick...
They
find out they gonna get you.
Yeah, they trying to keep you there. So they going back, boom, calling for... So what they were doing...
Waiting
was,
for the authorities.
They was calling back to the classes and stuff for checking, because what happened is my dumb ass, I ain't do my research. So I just grabbed it, but it's took in there.
They didn't work with everything else, so why wouldn't it work with this?
My dumb ass and try to sell these people...
Don't say you got the teacher's name on the book.
The teacher's books.
Yep.
This is... You can't even have these, you stupid motherfucker. What are you doing, man? Oh, definitely that.
She electrified that nigga.
I was like this. Coach coming up, motherfucker. John, what the fuck is you doing up in Sunday? Motherfucker, and I told y'all, hey, I didn't know what happened was, but the guy was outside the front. He gave me the books and said, "You sell the books, we gonna split the money." Where he at? I don't know where he at. He gone. But what happened was, he came up to me and said, "I know you're on the basketball team, brother. You know the people better than me. I ain't got my ID. Can you sell the books?" I got you, man. So I went in there and started to sell the books.
Yeah.
They said, "This from the class that you be in there working at." Hey, coach. I don't know where he got the books from.
Right.
Where he at? God damn it, coach. If I knew, you know, I'd tell. I like to tell on niggas. You know, I don't know where he at.
Coach, if I do, I swear I'll tell you right now.
I tell you right now, shit. What? Let's go. Want to look for him? Let's go. Want to ride around and look for him?
Yeah. Oh, help him go look for
him. Let's go look.
For that imaginary person.
Yeah. In a car like this, ride around this truck. Look. There you go. Oh, that him.
That's him right now. No,
who that? I'm going to run and get him. Yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, you just keep running.
Hey, who
just
you?
Keep running.
Who you? Oh, it wasn't him. I thought it was him, coach. Get back
in the car. I thought you got a cousin?
Man, I rode around for 2 hours looking for a nigga that wasn't there. It was me in the seat.
No, I got one for you. Check this out.
Oh, shit.
No, so.
Jig is up, man.
Me and my brother DJ, we used to always go to this community center. It's in Brooklyn Center. We live over North Minneapolis.
Right.
And Brooklyn Center was like a hike back then if you ain't had no wheels.
That's
right?
Far.
It was a hike, nigga. It was by Brookdale. Yeah, right? Oh, it's still over there. It's off Shingle Creek.
Yeah, shout out to Brookdale.
It's called a community center. It's got a big pool. We go all the way from like 3-4 feet to all the way to like 12 feet.
Oh, that's a huge pool.
It's a big ass pool, right? And this is where like all the white people be going and shit. So, you know, my mom, she white, so she figured out about this. Before this, we just be at Boys and Girls Club all the time over there on 26 on the
that's
north
too
side.
Wild.
Yeah, yeah. So we call it Do Six in over north, right? Minnesota.
In the hood. Anyway, that's the gang you from, guys.
No, hell no. I ain't been in no gang my whole life. Let's check this out.
Is up.
From Do Six.
For you, because look, everybody still over there cooling off with the smoke coming off your ass.
Hey, watch out now.
So look, we used to go to this, there's two stories in the same building that we used to do. First one, it's actually type three. First one, we used to go to this vending machine. I don't know how many DJ figured this shit out, but we figured it out, right?
Oh,
so it's like you buy a little pop. We call it pop Minnesota. Everybody else calls soda.
Mm-hmm,
you know pop. That. So next thing we go, we buy the pop, put the machines down there. But then one time we learned, like we was just acting dumb. We put the hand under the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, you put the shit and then they just keep dropping.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So then you can just put in one and just buy a bunch.
I mean, well, whoever that person was, whoever the... Listen, this is a one-to-ones moment.
One of the ones.
For sure. Whoever the first nigga to ever put his hand in a machine and goddamn yank a soda out there, that was a cold nigga.
Yeah, it was cold stealing nigga.
Yeah, he was
cold. Probably was a crackhead or something.
Had to be crackhead.
Yeah,
go ahead,
had to
bro.
Be, yeah.
He's one of the ones.
For sure, but then next you know, of his caliber. You know, but
had to be. That's a wild
so
shit.
We figured that one out, right?
Yep.
But then there was this old lady. I never knew her name. I think I might have forgot that shit or something, but me and DJ used to just bamboo their ass all the time. You know, it'd be, white people think all black people look alike, right? So we started figuring out about this shit. Then, you know, more than they started thinking about this place, right? So next thing you know, they started this bean and cheese burrito, the hood motherfuckers, right? So, you know, you just put it in the microwave, they give it to you, and then they just put it there, right? And so we used to always go, I'm like, yeah, I got the burrito. She'd be like, oh, was that you? Yeah, take the burrito, right? Never even bought the burrito. We brought it in the motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, mom dropped us off. Sometimes our mom would give us like a few dollars with a community center, but sometimes shit was tight. Mom had no money, but young niggas could go swimming.
You gotta eat.
And we in that bitch hurt, nigga.
Starving.
So we had a finagle system.
Stomach
so next,
tight.
Yep. So niggas, you know, but mom had to work. She wanted to just do something to drop us off at the community center.
Gotta go.
So nigga, me and DJ would just keep lying. Like it was, and she was like, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with her, but she'd be like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I just was like, I just gave you the money. How you forget the shit? Yeah, that look. And then she's like, okay. Yeah, all right, then come back. Same thing with pizza. They had pizza too. So we do it all the fucking time.
Pizza and burrito.
And if it wasn't her there, we'd be mad at the motherfucker when we show up to the
Yeah, because always.
Fuck, yeah, we about to be hungry to the motherfucker.
The jig is up.
Yeah, we about to be hungry to the motherfucker today. And then the funny part was, is it never, the jig was never completely up until, I don't know what happened. She was old as hell, though. I think Father Time
went on, kicked her in the ass.
But then it was, yeah, the jig was all the way up at that point.
Yeah, yeah, you know for sure.
Yeah, so it was a funny shit.
Oh, man, listen, I got so many, like, I was just, listen, I'm a dangerous nigga, man.
When it comes to hustling, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And this is one of my all-time greats. This is one of my all-time greats. One of my moves of moves.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I talked about this before and on one of my organic tales. Shout out to my dog, Will Harris. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm a fighter. We in ninth grade, right? We was in the same English class. And every day, I get a restroom pass and go to the locker rooms of the, because I'm in English class. Right. I get a locker room pass, I mean a pass to go to the bathroom. I go to the locker rooms of the P class, go steal all their money. Every time.
Oh, so you give them that one?
Kill them. But listen, I used to do it every day. But then I used to, you know what I'm saying? Pick different people though.
Right.
You don't get everybody.
Right.
Don't be stupid. You know what I'm saying?
You can't do that one. Because then everybody's going to be complaining. Hey, where my shit?
Know who always had the most money?
You got to make it look like they forgot their shit at home.
For sure. You know who always had the most money?
Who?
You skateboard motherfucker with the chain?
Well, they wallet. The wallet where it
dang. Them niggas always had money. I see one of them niggas. I'm getting your ass. Yeah. So I used to sneak in and out like that. So I get my, hey, boom, right? So listen, that's why this shit, boy, the world is crazy, boy.
Okay. Hey, you know, I see the finger point, brother. Hey, I didn't do it.
So one day, I get my pass, boom. And I'm burning up this P class. I probably got everybody already. So, right. Hey, you already know this is the jig is up.
The jig is up.
Fully, this is the jig is up episode.
So I go in that locker. I didn't feast it in that locker room. It's over with. I said, you know what? I'm going to take it up a level.
Right.
I've been going in the boys' locker room. Guess what I'm about to do?
What you about to do?
I'm going to the girls' locker room to get their shit. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Did you walk in and ever see anything tight?
So, nah, never. Never did that. They all outside.
Let me
so
find out you into that shit.
Hell no. They outside. I mean, I got stories about that too, though. I got good peeping Tom stories from the kid now. I go on that later. Hey, but listen, though, it's a hilarious one.
I believe you.
But anyway, so like, I'm like, nigga, I'm going to go in the girls like a bitch be having money. I'm going to fuck this, nigga. I'm going to go next level.
Right.
I go in that motherfucker. Boom. I'm going to the girls locker room. Open up a boom. A little wallet purse. Boom. Bitch got money. Ooh. Ooh. Little pants. Oh, money, I'm coming up. I said, fuck, I'm up. I ain't gonna really do this one again. It's the girls. I get called this bitch. I'm type.
Yeah, I make this one count.
Yeah, you type Ted Bundy. Yeah, get about it. What you doing here?
Brother, that's what I say. It sounded a little crazy when you first said it, but
what
I
didn't say that. Oh, no!
So it's like,
you can stay right there.
Yeah, my stay a little too long high. Like, shit. You know, so listen.
Yeah, shit.
Hey, boy. So you got to be extra tippy-toey. Hey. Goddamn Pink Panther with the sneaker.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Not Pink Panther.
So, like, nigga, I'm getting boom. My nigga, I probably have about 200 worth of money that's going crazy. Here's something in the back. Just come in. Do the whole shit. I run to the goddamn shower. Hide in the shower. Oh shit, somebody came in this. Oh man, these bitches gonna catch me. I'm hiding in the shower, getting low. You know what I'm saying?
Looking crazy.
Looking crummy on the wall, like niggas, like this on the wall. You know, the big old shower.
Boom. Yeah.
And then I look, see a motherfucker tiptoeing in there. And I'm looking. It's my nigga Will.
I was gonna say, gotta be
that nigga, that motherfucker stealing. Nigga, that's stealing too.
What the fuck?
This nigga is in a girl's locker room too.
He was getting it before you.
He was already doing that one. He done burned. He been getting these same niggas.
You just summed up the courage.
I just summed up the courage.
The nigga been in there getting them chicks busting their head open. My best friend just got them 7th grade. This nigga, we was dying in there. I said, nigga, he said, nigga, you crazy. We ain't never told each other nothing. Nigga, we
he
in there.
He was like, nigga, what? And you taking over his link. You know, that would have been his 200, nigga. God, now you taking his money.
That nigga was in there with me. I swear to God, this ain't no joke. This is real.
Yeah.
That was my nigga. I looked, I said, this nigga, he was tiptoeing too, nigga. I mean, I might have took his shoe off ahead of his head, took his shoes off like this.
I took his shoe off and just,
like goddamn the landmine step with the step.
Didn't want to explode. One false move.
Sneaky. Oh, nigga shit. Was low. I said, hey, nigga, what you
crawling doing? Around on the floor, huh?
That nigga was almost. Yeah. I caught him before he got there. I said, nigga, you was crazy. Nigga, you
nigga thought he was playing Metal Gear Solid type.
We in the same, Big Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
We was in the same class. My
Splinter
nigga said,
was the one, yeah, that was the one after.
You hit
that
nigga
was,
and dragged him to the side. Come
Max
on,
Max Payne was the one.
But Splinter Cell kind of took it to another level because you.
Max Payne was in the prison.
Max Payne was top level, but you got to know, Splinter Cell, you hit nigga, you dragged
him
to the
true,
side.
That's true, that's true. Oh, you dunk him in the bush.
Come on,
you
know, man.
That was a good
you
one.
Gotta get, you be right there getting Splinter Cell. Get him in the dark. Come on, man.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
You sneak up on nigga.
Yeah.
Hold the breath.
Yeah, what's the one I forgot about? That
come on, nigga. Splinter Cell was hard.
Splinter Cell was hard.
Hey, shout out to y'all. Fuck with Splinter Cell.
That was better. Metal Gear Solid was too fucking hard.
Too much. That's
it was too hard.
Hey, Metal Gear Solid. That's too
shit. Splinter Cell was way better.
Splinter Cell was the one.
Yeah, but I still like Max Payne too.
Max Payne was hard. Double gun it up. Boom, get the
but gun. But I'll take Splinter Cell all day over Metal Gear Solid.
All day.
You know when you died on Metal Gear Solid, I'd be like, no.
It was too complex. That number Splinter Cell was top level. It was dope. You climb that fence and be hiding. I like the sneaker. I like
Splinter Cell.
I'm a cat burglar Splinter ass nigga as you hear.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm,
yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you Splinter Celled up in there, you and him.
Funny.
And then y'all was two niggas that caught each other.
Yeah, we caught each other. We went in there. We just worked together. Boom, boom. And then it was funny. We was dying.
That's fucking funny.
We were laughing at him for like 10 minutes straight. Like,
nigga, y'all wasn't worried about somebody else coming in the
morning? Nah, we didn't give a fuck. It was too funny. Shit. It was too historical.
Y'all just act like y'all was janitors in the cleanup.
Yeah, did something. Yeah, Candyman, get on the locker.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, that was hilarious. So
you know, the thing is when you come from where we come from.
You got to get what you got
to
do,
for sure, because I'm not lying to you. I don't think there was a job I work I ain't steal from.
You had to.
Like, I'm going to be real with you. And that's not something I'm proud of, but I'm not ashamed of either.
Yeah, bro, that is
like, I was stealing like a motherfucker. Like, Arby's,
every
I was taking.
Time.
You know, you charge less than $25.
Every time.
You ain't got a sign. I swipe that motherfucker for their food. So I wait, Joe wouldn't come on short. Then I swipe for another dub, because I know anything less than a dub, they don't got a sign. So take that receipt, put
nigga.
Both of them under there, take $20, put it in the pocket.
I was so bad, man. Like the job, I don't speak of it, but we used to get tips. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to split.
Mind you, I got caught for all of them and got fired.
Yeah, there you go. You got caught for all of them.
Yeah.
No, I was playing. But listen.
Yeah, what about
it? Yeah, there you go. I got caught too. So, like, we used to have tips. Everybody get tips. We busted down in the day. I'm in the front, so nigga, I take all the money. I nigga, right. Give y'all this little. It'd probably be $100 worth of tips. You was all split it.
Right.
It was only $10 in the day. We shared a 10.
Ain't no way 100. You can tell any other way.
Who knows?
You got to take my word for it.
Yeah, I said, kill him. I said, kill him. Yeah. And I said, always calculate, okay, if I get an extra $10 at this hour, so that makes that the $20. I was going off, you know, I'm a number.
Yep.
I was going off numbers.
Work another hour. Fuck the money. You're getting the hourly pay. I get the extra tip money.
Come on, man. That's how I was doing it.
Yeah, you're fucking right. Any good thieving, stealing motherfucker. You know what's crazy, though? When I went to prison, I thought to myself, this is how I knew. I had so many jobs where I got caught stealing shit.
Right.
I worked at Marshall. I stole everything in that motherfucker.
Of course.
But actually, I had two former employees that got caught. The dude started fucking the bitch, and then they started fucking with each other. See, I never shat where I ate. Why not? I'll take that back. You know what I'm saying? But hey, here we go. Listen, these two motherfuckers, they started getting comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then they got caught. Right, see, I was cool with the camera nigga who used to be doing the security and shit. So I always found out when he worked, I always knew he was a dizzy nigga.
Good, that's good.
Don't steal nothing when that nigga working, right? But then these two motherfuckers got caught. And then next thing you know, the jig was up. And then next thing you know, now I'm caught, right? So, but what happened was they never caught me stealing. They just knew it. And then they pulled me in there because after I heard the motherfuckers, because the dude was at least a little real, gave me some understanding, like, hey, got caught.
Yeah, come on, brother.
But after, tight. Nigga, it wasn't like.
Before.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Told me
I just started seeing them on the schedule.
Right.
I'm like, damn, hopefully motherfucker ain't getting no hours. Fuck these niggas at. Because we be in cahoots tight with the stealing.
Oh, because you like, damn, that type jig is up, but I don't know, but it's tight.
Why before I stopped stealing? Because I didn't see them around.
So, yeah, slow down.
So I'm like, oh, motherfucker, where these niggas at? Right? So anyway, so then that one ends. But Dairy Queen, nigga, I was stealing chicken fingers out the goddamn. Come on, brother, niggas. I'm taking these chicken fingers. I'm bringing them bitches home. Whole bags of them bitches. I'm a Dairy Queen like this. Nigga, I'm bringing back everybody. Blizzards, everybody wants some shit. I'm stealing shit like a motherfucker.
Come on, bro. Let me take it.
Arby's, the fucking the receipt thing. Let's see the other one, motherfuckers.
You want to call job stealing?
Wendy's, Culver's.
Oh, Culver's.
Culver's. Let me tell you about this. Butterbuckers.
I was working a telemarketing job, right? You know I'm a salesman. I can sell anything. I was one of the best. But it still was a hard job.
Of course.
So I knew, like, if a manager had to okay your sale, they had to put a code in and then okay the sale and put their initials on it and you get your sale. And they send it to, like, the sales department
to verify it. Okay.
Verify it. There you go. So I get my sales, boom, boom, manager come do-do-do. So I never could find out the code because I wanted that code.
So you get that cheat code. That's so cheat code.
So listen, so then, nigga, one day I was thinking, I swear to God, I don't know how, I know how I did it, but it was like, I knew I was a cold nigga this day. And at this job, nigga, you make money, you get these sales, right? All you need is 2 sales a day, you get like extra $100 a day. So think about that.
Yeah.
And at this time, I'm a regular nigga just working a job.
That shit count.
And this is...
Right. Walking away every day feeling rich getting off work.
Nigga, this Phoenix again. So this is right before, you know what I'm saying, all the other shit. This is in between. I had to work a job to goddamn go to school to,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right before the, all the other shit. So listen, nigga, one day I went home and I'm trying to think of this code because I knew this one manager. I knew he's from Texas. I knew him. I used to talk to him every day. This is some real inmate. I'm a crazy nigga.
Right, it so sounds like it's going there.
I got all the details of this nigga. I'm trying to figure his code because everybody had their own personal code. This nigga from Texas. I talked to him, he like this kind of car, but like this color. I talked to him every day for like 6 months. I could never get the code. So one day I'm like, fuck it. I went back to work. I said, nigga, I'm just going to try these out. Let me try these cities. Dallas, Houston. What's like the Amarillo? Boop, worked. Swear to God on my life. I was like, so then now I returned to a manager verifier. So boom. So nigga, I just sit there all day, not work. So when nigga sale, I just watch him. Person go over there, tap it in, right? I watch it him. Sale, I watch you do it, boop. He send it up, boom. I go in there, code, I'm running, go put my initials on JR, boop, send it to the verifier, boop. Did it all day. I was walking out with 4 sales every day, walking with an extra motherfucking $200-$300 every day. I didn't go too crazy because
you don't want the red flag to go up.
But niggas was still typing. They were like, man, hey, where my cell at? Niggas was talking, they couldn't catch it. You know what I'm saying? I did it for months though. Nigga, I did it so long. I wish I called my brother Brandon right now. I called a nigga because he came in town. Nigga, come work this job with me. You don't gotta worry about nothing. You get $200 a day, nigga. Fuck with me.
Right.
Nigga, you work 2 weeks, nigga, you leaving with a couple racks, go back home. He came, nigga came for 2 weeks, nigga got him 2 sales a day. Boop, doop, boop, 4 sales, doop, 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 doop. Every day, nigga worked out that left, came for a week, nigga left with motherfucker a couple of racks, nigga. Damn. I was doing that shit for months, nigga, till the whole car center got shut down, though, by the feds and some wild shit. It was crazy. It was like some bullshit.
Damn.
I did it till the close down.
Yeah.
Nigga, I was freeloading. Nigga, I had the code. Nigga, niggas didn't know what was going on.
You
wasn't
saying shit? Nobody.
Nobody. Nigga, I figured the code out. Nigga got his intel.
That's crazy.
Swear to God, nigga, I swear to God on my life, nigga, I just said, what city's in Texas? He from Texas? But Amarillo said, boop, came up. I said,
that's crazy.
And I was, nigga, I was down there so diabolical sitting there. Every time I'm on, because the phone, like, you were doing people help credit card repair.
Yeah, like calling them.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, soon nigga sell, boom.
Right.
This nigga, what, we come verify?
Don't even make eye contact when you're sell.
Nope. Send it up, boom. Soon they send it up, go in there, boom, change it, put my name in there, boom, send it down. Boom, it's to kill them, nigga. That shit was one of my.
So was the niggas ever getting their money though? Was they ever getting compensated for the sale that they
No,
said
I
they
took
had?
Their sales.
Oh, so it was just completely because burnt on them niggas too.
Burnt because oh. They, yeah, so I just took their sales from them. So because I still, but the thing about it, when I do it, I
so was niggas quitting when they wasn't getting their money?
They put no, because you gotta understand. So the manager okays it. You send it to the verifier, they verify it. So when a manager okay it, I'm like a manager. I get it and I switch the name and initials.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that part.
Then they send it to the verifier.
But since the first
one. But sometimes you'll get verified. They'll deny the sale.
Right.
So they'll be like, oh, I guess the sale didn't go through at the verifier. So that was you would think.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But one nigga was cold because he kind of like knew how to look up why it's getting verified. He's like, man, why your name on my sale, man? I said, man, that's crazy. Why they do that, man? I don't know what's going on. He quit like couple
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, he was like, man, the jig up over here.
He like, man, this shit's weak.
The jig
but yeah,
up.
Nigga, I was a kill him. Yeah, so damn. If the sale come, The manager okay, send it to the verifier. Verifier, you get the sale. That's crazy. So once they're here, you don't know what's going on for the most part. Oh, the sale ain't come back. You be asking, like, Marcel, go do it. Ain't go do yet. God damn it. Marcel, go do. Nah, I ain't go do yet. I don't see nothing. Damn. Nigga, I got to verify. Nigga, boom, my shit
I'm
popped
over here
up.
Rich like this.
Oh, man. Ain't doing nothing. Ain't making no calls, sitting there, going there every day.
Just getting there every day. Just waiting for y'all niggas to sell y'all shit.
And this is when.
Pirate.
This is big pirate. This is when the feds came and closed the whole shit down because it was all telemarketing bullshit. When that shit shut down, that's when the mask came out after that. I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm used to good money and all that. Y'all niggas.
I ain't trying to work honestly.
No. I was getting the bag, nigga. I was chilling, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. When I was doing the Arby shit with the receipt thing, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I bullshit you not. That's why I got caught so quick. I was doing like $200-$300 a day.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And for then, sure. But then what started happening was motherfuckers started being like, man, hey, y'all charge me $50 at Arby's. You know what I'm saying? Like, they only pay $20.
Right.
And then another $20 is $40. Blow torture. I ain't spending $40 at Arby's. What the fuck?
Yeah, when I was at the nigga, my...
The dude, Brian, the manager dude, called me and was like, hey, yeah, you got one time. I was over there with my brother Jeremy. I bullshit you not when he called me. Me and Jeremy, I'm taking all the money. I'm getting some subs in my car and then redoing the speakers and shit. The little 6x9 motherfuckers in the back, behind the back seat. They like, the dude, Brian, called me like, hey, I'm gonna give you one opportunity not to go to jail.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And I said, what do you mean? I don't know what's going on. And he was like, bring the money, bring it all back.
Uh-huh.
So this is the funny ass story. I said, shit. I ain't tap out to it though, right?
Try
but just
not
in
to.
Case the nigga catch me and it's like red handed, might rewind the cameras because you know I was working the drive through, so that's how I was able to do it. You know, I had the little button, boop, hey, we're gonna already take your order tape.
Yep.
Be for ham turkey.
Arby move.
Yeah, I was a heads up display motherfucker.
And they got the horseradish sauce.
Yeah, they got that too. The roast beef and all that shit. Yeah. Nobody eat. Right?
So nobody.
Now, a lot of motherfuckers be coming through eating that roast beef though. I ain't gonna hold you.
That but anyway, crazy.
So next thing you know, I'm like, fuck. So I hang up the phone. Jeremy, like, damn, bro, what you gonna do? Funny, because we were just talking about the pawn shops. I said, pack up the speakers, nigga. We gotta take this bitch to the pawn shop. Mind you, we had just cut off some holes, some custom holes.
Getting it right.
My brother Jerry don't even lie, nigga. Look, we get that bitch right together, nigga. We gonna put the bitches on top so that way it look like some Pimp My Ride type. This is before type, but it was, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's gonna look like some exclusive shit. Next thing you know, we take it back. Next thing you know, I got the custom, the regular factory speakers that come with the car. So I'm like, just throw them bitches in there for now. So mind you, I got a big hole on the top. So every time you hit a corner, my fucking 6x9 speaker used to fly out the fucking back part, fly all around the back seat. Had to get out, put the two plugs back in on each side, put the back end on the top. Nigga, try using tape, try using everything.
Oh, shit.
And niggas ain't know what was doing. We was nigga rigging shit.
They had to do it. They had to make it work.
Every time I stopped, hit the brake hard, the fucking speaker fly out the back.
Come on, man. The jig is up. Fuck. Man. Give it up, bro.
Fucking hilarious,
stop
bro.
It. Give
I remember
it
Jeremy
up.
Had a one Flintstone car, nigga. Like, you gotta be careful.
I remember you talking about the foot through the ground.
What?
Ooh.
But the same thing was like that in my Bronco, too, nigga. You
break
when
your
it
rained,
I used to have to dip into the inside because the rain and flying from the wheel well and hit the windshield on the inside. You know, windshield only work on the outside of the car, not on the inside.
God is great.
I had termites in my fucking. I know how you get termites in the car. It's a long story, brother. But
man, long story short, though.
Been through a lot of shit, brother.
Yeah, we have.
So man, this grind that we've been through, nigga, listen, I hope it's inspiring to motivate people out there.
Man.
If you hear this and you use some fucked up shit, no.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Yeah, one of my historical
stay down.
One of my historical jobs that I did and made a whole lot of money. Was always talked about, I wrote a song about it when I worked at Walmart graveyard shift.
Oh yeah, the video games.
Right? But how it ended was, I never really told how to end it. It was like, because it's graveyard. The shit is the worst shit ever, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was always,
I never had a graveyard shift, though.
I try to, like, go home for that lunch break, because I lived around the corner, like, 15 minutes from the place. So I said, try to go home, take a little nap, and come back. So I do that a few times, and then sometimes I just stay, say, fuck it, and clock out. Come back at 7 in the morning, clock out, like, boop, clock out. I was there. It's too big, Walmart.
You know.
So, like, nigga, one day I was too tired, nigga, so I went back to, like, the lawn care part. I'm laying on that big ass, you know, the swings and shit.
Yeah.
I'm laying on that bitch, nigga. Your lunch is an hour. Nigga, I was laying there. I woke up. It was like 4 hours later, nigga. It was like my lunch was like when I woke up at 5 a.m. I woke up. I'm like, damn. And I never said nothing to nobody. Just kept on working like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
I clock out, boom. The man said, hey, man, come here. Let me talk to you. You fired. Nigga gave me no warning. That's why I said, man, I was robbing them niggas blind. They kind of saved me because I was going to jail. I was grand larceny, sir.
Yeah.
Grand larceny.
He's definitely over the limit of
nigga,
money.
Nigga, rags.
Yeah.
So he saved my life. But the nigga didn't give me no warning. But I still was mad.
Was
like,
a black dude or white dude?
It was a Mexican nigga.
Oh, he said, hey, you fired just like that.
It was instantly. You fell asleep. We saw you in the back in lawn care.
You fired.
You fell asleep. We watched you. And you came and clocked out like you worked. You fired.
Yeah.
said, God damn. You don't give me no warning or nothing, brother. He go,
nigga, I was just taking a nap.
But it kind of saved me because, nigga, if it had caught me,
if it had caught what you was doing,
over with. So I like, fuck it. This must be a sign from God.
Yeah, for sure.
That was, nigga, fired the hell out. That nigga fired. It was so just mean, too.
Yeah.
Fired the shit out of me, though.
Yeah, he was mean. He went into the store again.
Nigga, you fired. Went to sleep. I was looking at the nigga. Hey, man, I was, you know me, I'm going to talk. Hey, my nigga, no, I was back there sleep, nigga, tired. I didn't know. Man, you came here and clocked out like you worked.
Right.
Yeah, but what happened was I was
going to tell you. I was just clocking out. Yeah. So I come tell you, my
You're like, nah, I watched you. You was walking out the door. I had to get you at the door. I'm like,
the jig is up.
All right, man.
Damn. Hit that motherfucking champ.
Good
night. Damn.
Where did y'all go, man? That's a good way to end episode 40, man. Shit,
jig is up,
man. Listen, dog.
Trials and tribulations of life, man.
That's a fact.
We come from nothing, man. We did a lot of wild shit at times we're here. So I know everybody got ups and downs, man. You probably do some bullshit to get where you got to get to, man. But
at least yours never ended with prison. Mine's in the past spiral.
Hey, boy, I was so lucky. I was so lucky.
Yeah, blessings.
I was so lucky.
But yeah, man, stay down, get through it, man, and it'll get better times. But guess what, man? It got to get worse before it get better. You know what I'm saying?
So
you got to feel that shit. God going to put you through it. He going to test you. The game going to test you. Shit, life going to test you, man. Just go through it. You know what I'm saying? Because if, like, hey, listen, if God going to test you, you know life going to test you because God control the world.
You got to go through it to get to it, man.
That's a fact. So make sure y'all go through it, man, so y'all can get to it. And hopefully when you get to it, you stay to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely.
That's not how the world works, though, is it?
Nah, man. But remember, guys, you always got to change, but you always want to grow.
For sure. And that's what the hard times do. It gets you to evolve and grow, man.
That growth is
mandatory. Episode 40, man.
Three of them to God, man.
See y'all next
week. We up out of here.
Come on. Let's hit it. Tight. Shout out to my wife. Tight.